Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the show. Today, we are saluting some of my favorite Chiefs content creators on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Right now, let's head to the phone lines to be joined by Darrell Wakefield. He is one of the hosts of Kingdom Cast. Be sure to check out their podcast, Chiefs fans. Be sure to check out Kingdom Cast. D-Mac, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing good, C-Dot. How you doing, man?
Doing fantastic, man. Let me start with this. I want to get your thoughts on if you are a believer or not a believer on a couple of teams. Let's start with the New England Patriots. Are you a believer or a non-believer when it comes to the Pats?
I am a believer that Drake May is going to continue to be one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League moving forward, but I'm not a believer in them as far as the Super Bowl run is concerned because I just think that their defense has too many holes right now.
All right, I'll ask you that same question about the Indianapolis Colts.
Colts have a really good team on both sides of the ball. I mean, when you can run the ball that they can and the way that they can control the game, really, it's just about do you keep away from the Daniel Jones disaster plays. That's really what the big thing is. We've seen over the last 2 weeks with the turnovers, he was a little loose with the ball. If he doesn't have those disaster plays, then they're going to be a tough out because of what Lou can put together on the defensive coordinator spot, what he added to their back end, obviously, with Sauce Gardner, and the fact that hopefully they'll get DeForest Buckner back later in the year, and they can do it on the defensive side of the ball in addition to Jonathan Taylor just running roughshod over the National Football League.
The one thing I'll push back on just a little bit, if you say if Daniel Jones can avoid those danger plays, that's what makes him Daniel Jones on those plays.
It sure does. You're not lying. I completely understand it. I'll be honest with you. I thought that they've been an incredibly complete team on both sides of the ball. But, boy, them last two games and the fact that he has had gotten that loose with the football in a way in which they should not have, it did start to scare me. I saw that look in his eye. That was a little bit concerning.
Last team, the Broncos.
I am not a believer in the Broncos. I do not believe that you can continue to skate by with the offensive issues that they have. They are one of the worst teams in the National Football League as far as offensive DVOA and EPA per play whenever you look at it. Their run game isn't dominant enough to be able to secure that. Now, look, their defense is very good. It is almost the level of, I would say, a Texans defense that you can almost throw a game plan out there that could take out anybody at any given time, and that may allow them to get a deep enough playoff run to get to an AFC Championship game. I don't think you can put that together for multiple games to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, don't come on here now trying to throw out all these acronyms and all these football terms that don't nobody know what we're talking about. All right, let's skate with that because you obviously, you guys do a great job on Kingdom Cast, kind of deep diving and going through the film. What are you seeing from this defensive line? Because to me, if you were looking at where I think improvement needs to happen most with the Chiefs over the bye week, it needs to happen on their defensive line. The amount of resources that you have spent based on what you are getting as a drastic difference. I thought Charles Omenihu was going to have a much better season, and I don't think we spent enough time talking about it in the offseason, the effect of losing Tershawn Wharton, because we all thought that they could just easily replace those numbers. I don't think they've replaced it, and I think it's had a bigger ripple effect than people want to acknowledge.
I'm really glad that you brought up the resources that they've put into this, because I think that's where you have to start with this. Obviously, the Felix Anduke Uzomah pick and other maybe circumstances that surrounded that pick went into it. I think that he was a good prospect, a prospect that should have had a greater return. But the way that they handled his development, maybe not the way that I would have loved the way that they were able to develop him specifically from a speed edge rusher standpoint to complement what they already had in Karlaftis. Then you go to this past draft. I was extremely excited about the Omar Norman Lott pick because he was an interior disruptor, the way in which he could quickly penetrate. I thought that he would be a really nice pairing with Chris Jones. Then I was concerned about the weight gain talked about because they wanted to have him more play on three downs. He was a rotational player at Tennessee. Allow him to do what he did best there in college. I think that they may have put him in a little bit of a difficult position, obviously with the injuries during training camp and then the unfortunate ACL tear, to where that got taken away. So that's a first and a second round investment of the last few years that's been taken away from you. You mentioned Tershawn Wharton, who was a very underrated piece of this defense the last few years, A, being in a rotational role and then being their full-time role really last year. And now you look at what this defense is left with. Because Charles Omenihu has never gotten back from that ACL injury, it's a lot of guys that play Spags type of edge don't actually get after the passes the way that they need him to. So Chris Jones, who normally is obviously elite top five defensive player, has not necessarily been to that level while still being very good and obviously demanding a lot of attention. You take a little bit of step back there. Carl Loftus has been solid, even very good at times, but still not necessarily a dominant one-on-one edge rusher. Now all of a sudden you're looking at a whole bunch of role players next to guys that weren't as elite or as good as they had been in the past. And now you're looking at a defensive line that can't get after the passer. Your best hope for improvement, in my personal opinion, is to find a Charles Omenihu to come back over the second half of the season that looks like his old self. Or you have to make a call and see if Christian Williams' foot is healthy. Because otherwise, I think that this defensive line is going to continue to be an issue over the back half. It's going to put the offense in a position in which it's got to put up 30 if they want to advance in the playoffs.
Right now, we're talking to Darrell Wakefield. He is with Kingdom Cast, one of my favorite Chiefs podcasts. We're having different content creators come on kind of to recap the bye week. Let's move to the offensive side of the ball. I understand that he has not been a dynamic RB1, but when you're going up against a defense like the Broncos have, I think they need Isaiah Pacheco's 10 to 12 carries just for the balance of it. I think they really need him heading into this game. We've talked about the run game a lot on this show. Where do you kind of sit with this run game? I guess the second part of this question is, I think this offense needs to focus on trying to get more out of Bashard Smith. He has 28 carries so far this season. 14 of them came in the Raiders game, which doesn't really count a whole lot. I don't see a lot of growth in this offense from the run game perspective if it doesn't center around Bashard Smith just being better in the second half of the season and then just using him more in the second half.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm glad that you mentioned the both sides of it as far as Pacheco being healthy and then also development of Bashard Smith. The way I'm looking at this running back room, and obviously this became a very large topic of conversation over the last few days, obviously with the Breece Hall possible trade that didn't end up going through, is, hey, what is this run game doing and is it going to be able to be better here? The reality situation for me, this offensive line, Kingsley Suamadia, obviously with Josh Simmons when it's in there, what you have in Creed and Trey, of course, and Juwan Taylor, they can move people. You just have to commit to it from the standpoint of running the ball with a lot of power and gap schemes that really allows them to move forward on a consistent basis. If you commit to that aspect of it, then I think you're going to see the floor of this run game that for a nice little stretch there, once Xavier Worthy got back in week three, really up until last week versus the Bills, in which they decided to abandon every single thing that I thought they did well from a game plan perspective, they were a solid run game, and that involved a healthy Isaiah Pacheco, to your point, having those 10 to 12 carries that were nice. Kareem Hunt being one of the most valuable short yardage running backs in football, to say the least, in the way that he can convert. And then Bashard Smith, like you spoke to, having that receiving element that is really nice to either do screens or be able to move as far as the way that Andy Reid likes to scheme those things up. So when those three backs are there in rotation, I think they work very well together. And specifically, when you're talking about this matchup versus the Broncos, you cannot be one-dimensional. Their defensive line is too good. They are too comfortable with the ways in which they can scheme the back end. You have to be able to attack them on the ground and be able to stay balanced and ahead of the sticks so that you can create explosive plays over the top. And so if they can't do that, that is going to make their job 100 times harder. So, yes, I completely agree with you. You got to commit there. I would like to see more from Bashard Smith, but he's still a guy that's so young and so transitioning from his limited time at SMU in which he ran the ball well. I think there's more to him, certainly. I'm not going to say he's a gadget player for the rest of his career, but I'm not sure he's got more than that to give as far as his rookie season.
Let me ask you this. Who do you think has a better chance of getting out of the doghouse? Is it Christian Fulton or Elijah Mitchell?
Oh, God. I think that they've kept Christian Fulton just in case for a death piece, but we now have the answer to, hey, if something bad goes wrong in the running back room, are you going to bring up Elijah Mitchell? The answer is no. Anytime that you're activating CEH in 2025, it means that you're not going to believe in whoever you want to bring into the running back room. That's just the reality situation. They said, obviously, that Elijah Mitchell's healthy. Andrew Reid continues to say that he likes him. I'm sorry, the time to bring him up would have been against the Bills. The fact that you activated CEH tells me everything I need to know. Christian Fulton could provide some depth down the stretch if something bad does happen in the quarterback room. I've got no hope, I should say, for Elijah Mitchell doing so.
Last couple of things here. How confident are you about the Chiefs heading into Sunday's matchup. My big point this week is going to be this. We have never seen the Chiefs lose this game. If you were telling the Chiefs over the last 8 years in the Mahomes era, they gotta have this game, they have won this game 99% of the time. So I'm going into it with that. And just everything lines up. Chiefs off a bye week, hearing this for the last 2 weeks, like I expect to see a sharp, very focused version of the Chiefs. Where are you at heading into this matchup, which is the most important game of the season?
Yeah, look, I think that this is one of, if not the most important regular season games of the Mahomes era for the exact reason. They need this, in my personal opinion, to stay alive in the AFC West. So in that aspect, you can't go 3.5 games back to the Denver Broncos and then also having a lesser tiebreaker against so many other teams and especially them. So as far as my confidence level, this is going to have to be an offensive-led game. The reality situation is they're going to probably put up 20 points, and I know they just had that awful game versus the Raiders. I'm sorry. I've seen what this defense can make other terrible offenses look like at times. So we'll see from that perspective. But 60% would be my confidence level as far as them going into Denver. But I still feel like coming out of the bye week, like you said, the trust that this team has earned, A, out of the bye week in general, would just be when they have to have these games. I think they'll come out with the proper game plan needed, find that balance on offense that will lead this team. And I think Mahomes, who has played very well up into that Bills game, will not repeat some of the mistakes that he had in that Buffalo game to be able to pull this out on the road and stay alive in the division.
That is Darrell Wakefield joining us on the show. He's with the Kingdom Cast podcast. Be sure to download it wherever you get your podcast from. D-Mac, I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to you, man.
Absolutely, man. That is Darrell Wakefield joining us on the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.